And now, NAI Pop presents a unique show where two dads talk about the topics that interest them: sports, wrestling, and a splash of pop culture information to help them survive in a world of wives and kids. Now, please welcome your hosts, professional wrestler and new dad, Scotty Slade, and retired executive and seasoned dad, Jamie Jamikowski. Welcome to For the Pops on the NAI Pop Network.
You are listening to For the Pops on the NAI Pop Network, and this is episode 26, and today is November 30th, and we are 26 days away from the greatest day of the year. I'm Scotty Slade, and as always, I'm joined by my entrepreneur, the business leader in New England, Jamie Jamikowski. And I know that before we even started recording, we were trying to figure out what 26 could be, and clearly the math added up.
I'm very impressed you did it that quickly.
Yes. 26 days till Christmas. Are you somebody, by the way, that's over the top into Christmas?
Yeah, I really am. I'm like Captain Christmas.
I mean, like Captain Christmas to the point that like you add like tinsel to that private helicopter that you have outside your house?
It's not our helicopter. We borrow that from our neighbor. We established this on the last episode. Why are you going to start right out of the gate with me?
I'm just saying, I feel like that Christmas time is the time you pull out all the stops. I feel like there had to have been something that you got your daughter, like a reindeer or something, that there was some sort of magical experience that you must have done in some time in her life. But
no, like I said on the last one, when we talked about the Lifestyles of Rich and Famous thing on the last show, no, if anything, we've kind of hidden a lot of that from Nikki. She hasn't benefited from any of that stuff. And she's just so bitter and angry toward me right now. Like right now, I won't eat any food she serves me or drink anything she brings me, because I'm convinced she's going to try to King Joffrey me at this point.
Could you? Spoilers. I think we're like four seasons removed at that point.
If you don't know Joffrey's dead, I can't help you.
But so speaking of holidays, at this point, we've already passed Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So did you do anything fun and exciting? Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
Yeah, we had a great – we actually go away every Thanksgiving. We have a – we go to this resort up north, actually not far from where you got married. We go up to New Hampshire. Because both my wife's an only child, I'm an only child. Neither of our parents live nearby. So for a few years, like, we would kind of do, like, the extended family, like, would be with aunts and uncles and cousins. And it wasn't fun. So now what we do is we actually go away, the three of us go away, and we go to this place, and the place we stay, it's so cool. They do a Thanksgiving, we go to a Thanksgiving buffet on Thanksgiving. And then the cool part is that night in the lounge, they set up a second buffet for guests only. But it's a sandwich buffet.
The sandwich buffet?
Yeah, so they basically take all the leftovers from the brunch, from the Thanksgiving,
yep.
And you can make sandwiches. They have like a huge screen TV for the football game is on. And then our tradition is, then what we do is we come back, we decorate our tree Saturday night, and then Sunday we make our own small turkey. So we have our little Thanksgiving. Yeah, so...
Wow, you got a solid rotation there.
Yeah, the only problem was, though, Slade, and I was talking to somebody the other day, we drove up Wednesday, and it was the craziest thing. We drove up, and there were forecast those snow squalls. Have you ever driven into one of those before?
What? I'm sorry. I just thought you mispronounced. What is a snow squall?
It's like this little mini snowstorm that comes out of nowhere. So remember when we used to do the shows up in Littleton?
Yeah.
So what is it? Adult would know. Is it Exit 20, the Tilton Outlets and the Tilton Diner?
Oh, yeah, yes. Yeah, I don't think the Tilton Diner's there anymore. I could be wrong, but yes.
We had just passed that one, and it was like this beautiful sunny – it was Wednesday, beautiful sunny day. And all of a sudden, like, you kind of come up a hill and go around the bend on 93, and, like, the sky – there was, like, a line in the sky that was gray. And all of a sudden, we're looking on the horizon, and it looked like there was a gray curtain across 93 – so I was doing like 75 up 93. All of a sudden, Slade, this thing got closer and closer. It went from a bright sunny day to a complete whiteout in 3 seconds.
Good grief. Were you driving?
I was driving. Okay. It was the craziest thing I've ever seen. And it lasted like 10 miles. You came out the other side and it was bright blue sky again.
No way.
Craziest thing I've ever driven through.
What did, like, was the... I'm trying to think, because the problem is I can't envision this. How long did it last?
Like 15 minutes, 10 miles, and we had to slow way down.
Holy
shit. It was the craziest thing I've ever seen. I mean, cars were going off the road in front of us.
That would be the time that a moose would also walk onto the road, especially in that area, New Hampshire.
Oh, don't get started with me about moose in New Hampshire.
Why? Is you have a... The only thing I know about that road in stories is just post Littleton shows and being pulled over for illegal drugs.
Amazing. like a circus car full of clowns, those idiots.
I've never seen the inside of that local police department before, but then here we are. So,
you weren't in the car, were you?
No, but I had to pick up one of the people that was.
Did you really?
Yeah, Brian and I can't remember who the other person in the car was, but Brian and I had to go and pick up one of the younger.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'd pick him up.
Oh, because my part of the story was... Okay, real quick, to bring anybody who doesn't know the story, who might be listening. Well, Chaotic Crossing, we did show up in Littleton, and as the story goes, driving back, there was a car full of members of our roster. Was it four or five of them in the car? Four or five, right?
It was... I believe it was five, but I could be wrong.
Right? Yeah, I think you're right. I think it was five if I do the count. And I guess apparently one of them really had to pee on the ride back. So they pulled over in the breakdown lane. Have you heard this part of the story?
Yes.
Yeah. So they pull over in the breakdown lane so they can get out and pee. Now, apparently they're smoking and they're drinking in the car. These idiots pull over to pee. Well, a statey comes by. And by law, if they see a car in the breakdown lane, they have to check it out. That's how they got busted. And I guess the whole car would get carted off to the... Got caught off to the police station. Well, now, I was significantly more south than that because I think they all stopped and I was alone, so I drove. And I get a call from the ring crew, the ring truck. Adult was driving the ring truck. And I was already down, like, I want to say, like, exit 7-8. I was that far down. And adult tells me, hey, here's what happened. And I started laughing. And he goes, I don't know what I should do. I said, well, you're in the ring truck. Keep going. He goes, are you going to go back and are you going to go back to the police station and get them? I'm like, no, I'm going home. F them. So I kept driving.
I don't remember how the other four. Maybe it was. We'd have to talk because I can only remember one. I can't remember if I picked up two out of the five.
Yeah.
I definitely didn't pick up like the major key players. It was the
younger.
Yes, but at this point, that's enough insinuating.
No, I literally have no idea how the rest of them got home.
I don't remember either. I don't remember.
So they were not held, they weren't held overnight or anything?
No. Okay. No, something there was something to do with like the car, but everybody else got picked up, but there was just
it was something.
It was something. So, I know. Save that story for Let the Chaos Begin.
So so what did you do for Thanksgiving?
I just went down to my brother's and my wife had to work. So I went down to my brother's with the kid. And we enjoyed a little small get together, you know.
Now, where is Phoebe in the scope of eating now?
She can eat anything.
Okay.
She can eat anything because we've been very like active, making sure she's been introduced to a lot. Like,
yeah.
I don't think she's officially ate any shellfish, but she's been around and I know she's at least touched it in some capacity, so like we've made sure some of the key stuff has been taken care of.
So like, but on Thanksgiving, like, so she got like a mini plate full of turkey and potatoes and all that?
Not like plate wise, you know what I mean? Like she's got the high chair.
Yeah.
So she's got everything in front of her.
Yeah
but we just don't give her the physical plate.
Sure. Yeah. And what about you?
Me? The whole nine yards, everything under the sun. And I'm unfortunately one of those people that I don't like to go up for seconds.
Really?
Yeah, you know what? It's if you ever go to a buffet with me, you'll see the same thing. Like, I understand I can go up again, but I'm the one that makes the weird mountain best I can.
Oh my God.
Like one trip, that's it. So, yeah, I had everything from ham to turkey to stuffing to mashed potatoes to sweet potatoes to the cranberry sauce.
But all in one plate.
Yeah, as much as it didn't matter if it was mixed together.
Oh my God!
The corn, the antipasto, the everything just on there. And by the time I get to the bottom, it's just a hodgepodge of just combined mess. I really am just.
Oh God, I would drive you crazy. We should go to a buffet together now.
Why is that?
Oh no, I'm very much. I have a whole system.
what system?
Wait, you can't have certain things touch other things.
It all goes in the same place.
Doesn't matter. And then there's like a progression.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, you start off with certain things, then you build up to other parts, then you kind of...
No, you know what I need to do? I need to find, like, I feel like I'm living in the medieval times where, like, people would just be eating random things, grabbing bowls, dipping in random sauces, stuffing their mouth, then grab a salad just for no reason.
Oh,
like,
my
that's...
God.
Yes, I am completely barbaric.
Don't ever get salad if you're at a buffet with me. Nothing angers me more than people who eat salads at buffets.
You gotta make a small part in your plate for it, you know?
No! Why are you gonna waste stomach and plate space for salad at a buffet?
It's not really... I'm not really wasting any plate space. We're more vertical space.
Doesn't
when it comes
matter.
To me. My plate space is full. It's how vertical does the plate go.
Oh, I actually yelled at Nikki because I didn't think she ate enough at the Thanksgiving buffet.
What? Why?
She didn't eat nearly enough. If you go to a buffet and you're not slightly throw up full before you leave, you've done something wrong.
Is this a reasonably priced buffet?
I think so, yeah.
I know that there's a can't believe I'm drawing a blank. There's a buffet, a very high-end buffet that costs anywhere between $90 to $100 a plate.
In Boston?
Because
I've been to the one at the Langham, and that's about that price.
No. Well, it's not going to come to me now. Brandon Locke actually just posted about it too. I think
really?
He went there. Yeah, it's a place that has everything from lobster to filet and things like that. It's just over the top to a certain degree.
Is that one down in Connecticut?
Nordic Lodge.
Nordic Lodge. I gotta check this out.
That's what it is. I knew it was gonna hit my brain eventually.
Where is it? You know.
No, not off the top of my head. Brian Fury's going to be like, you guys weren't prepped for your Nordic Lodge talk. Just
I love the text from Fury telling me. Yeah.
Make sure you guys know that. Actually, Nordic Lodge is in Charleston, Rhode Island.
You know, I saw that on the Phantom Gourmet once.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
But you and I'm going to bring you to a buffet. You and I are going to go to Sunday brunch after the New Year.
Sure.
I'm going to pick you up on Sunday morning. We're going to go into Boston. You got to put on real pants.
Look. If that's one thing I've got, it's real pants.
Oh, good, good.
Yeah, I'm not like the rest of the locker room that you've hung out with in the past.
That's so good, because I'm going to take you to a classy place.
Yeah, no, of course.
You know,
I'll throw on a tie that doesn't have funny little emblems on it, so you don't worry about.
I'll text Chris, see if the helicopter's available that Sunday, and we'll shoot in real quick.
Oh my goodness! Just as long as we can take off while your daughter is watching,
and just wave to her.
Yes.
Just mock her.
And then we'll both lift a bowl of sugar to show that we also borrowed that too.
Oh my God, what's wrong with you people? Oh my God.
So for you, so Thanksgiving's over. Now are you a big football guy in Thanksgiving?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. But I think it's more background noise on Thanksgiving if the Patriots aren't playing. I'm a big parade guy. I wake up every year and I watch the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Oh, you and four other people. That's awesome.
Stop it. You don't watch – come on.
It's on. I think it's the reverse for me. Like, it's on as background noise.
Oh, no. I watch every minute of the parade.
Yeah, that's – I have such a hard time with parades, but that's just a gimmick.
Are the clowns too scary?
I don't know what it is. It's like Disney has been the only place that's been able to hold my attention with parades.
Yeah, that's not fair, though. Those are so good.
But I know.
You've been down there for the Christmas one, right?
Yes.
That one's the best.
Yes.
When it snows at the end?
Yes. The only other parade I was able to kind of sit through, just more it was like a culture shock, is when we were in Hawaii and Honolulu. Only my wife would only know the answer of what the actual parade was for. It was in memory of what do they have? It's not like the mayor.
The king?
Is that what it is?
You were probably there on King Kamehameha Day.
That's what it is.
Same.
Yes.
Stick
I knew
with me.
You'd know. I knew you'd know. Yeah, I thought that was really neat. A lot of like local parades, it's just a bunch of random cars with just logos attached to the side and weird people just waving. But this had a lot of culture going on in it.
I had a friend who used to be completely freaked out by the little Shriners cars in local parades.
It's weird.
I hate those things.
It's weird. But we are digressing immensely. I'm sorry. So Thanksgiving's over. You're kicking your feet up. You look at the time. It's 8:00. Do you go to bed, or are you getting very excited to get up early the next morning for Black Friday?
No, I'm not a Black Friday, like, crazy get out there to the malls and shop person. I don't get it.
What do you mean you don't get it? Like, in your background, even did your like parents' company ever do like crazy Black Friday stuff?
No, because we weren't retail.
Oh, I see.
And we were before the internet.
Oh yeah. Oh man, people are like, what does that mean?
What's an internet?
That's right.
Yeah, we were before the internet.
Yeah, that's right.
No, so like there are two parts of it. Like there's the online Black Friday stuff, and then what's the other one? Cyber Monday now.
They do, yeah. Don't forget about Small Business Saturday.
Ah, stop it! All these freaking things.
I don't know what Sunday is, but yeah. So you don't go out on Friday?
No, I don't go shopping on Friday, and not because like I'm against it. I just never think to do it.
Well, so I'm huge when it comes to Black Friday shopping, mainly to watch.
Really.
Yeah, so like what I always tell people, I love going out like in the middle of the night. Unfortunately, I was unable to do it this year because I was by myself with Phoebe, and I'm not exposing Phoebe to those elements. But I used to work for a nonprofit in Providence, and down the road is a Walmart. And I don't know if you've ever been to Walmart on Black Friday. Target does it too.
No.
But like they have all those like large displays of like $3, $4, $5 DVDs.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so like generally that's like the cherry on top. You kind of just like glaze through them. You don't really or browse through them. You don't really get like super excited for it. In Rhode Island, if you go to those type of Walmarts where it's lower income areas, it is a fight. It's just pure chaos. There's been years I've gone there and people are like just that's where they go. That and the TVs, but like that's where they go. It's insane. I just love watching just like controlled slash like major chaos when it comes to Black Friday shopping. I like seeing the huge line of people that have just been staying outside for doorbusters because it blows my mind. Because it's all relative, right? Like you figure these savings, even if it's say you get a savings $800.
Yeah.
That means you sat in the cold.
Right.
You sat in the cold for $800, and if you sat in that cold for 8 hours, like, yeah, you're like, yeah, it's $100 an hour. But you sat in the cold for 8 hours.
Yeah. So like, that's cool. So you're going more like for the eventness of it
and
the entertainment.
I love it. Yeah.
Then you're going to get a TV for 35% off.
Yeah. I've never gotten any major deals. Like I've never done like doorbusters.
Yeah.
I am the guy that walks in 20 minutes after doors open, coffee in their hand, big smile on their face as people are just running around trying to get stuff.
I might have to go check this out next year because sounds entertaining to me.
It's just worth it. It's just worth it. Like a couple years ago, actually it's probably longer than that at this point, when the Xbox Ones were on sale at Target, I was going in and people were just grabbing them, running, calling on their cell phones because they were holding two, because Target just pulls out the pallets and they just let people pull them. And people are like jumping on their cell phone, telling like their mom to figure out where they are if they needed an extra one. It's crazy.
Oh,
Ray actually has some good stories because Ray does the doorbusters.
Really?
So, yeah. Ray has a story where he grabbed a TV, went around the corner and sat down with the TV in his lap and just held it as people were like fighting for other TVs.
I got to hear the story from Ray now.
It's just he's got more than one. Like, it's just what he does. He doesn't do it anymore because he lives in who knows where.
Right.
But
we have another mutual friend, Brian Malonis. His wife is huge into Black Friday.
Oh, see, I didn't know that.
Oh, she has like an entire list of everything she's going to get. And now that some stores open earlier, she goes out that night now, Thanksgiving night.
If I had known that, I would have asked her to get pulled in on this conversation just so I can hear prep.
Oh, but from what – if I remember – I remember there was one year she was telling me about it. And and she has all the lists of here's what she's getting. Here's the best price for the places that price match.
Yeah, that sounds like it's extremely calculated and thought out. That's why I want to hear everything about it. Okay. Ray, on the other hand, would just – just see the ad and go right to that one spot and it's just pure mayhem.
That's unbelievable.
But speaking of,
did you shop online at all?
I did not, and I'm very upset with Brian Fury.
Why?
Because on Black Friday, so I know that Cyber Monday has all like the online deals.
Sure.
But on Black Friday, there was this deal. Are you familiar with Cards Against Humanity?
Yes, yeah.
Okay, so Cards Against Humanity did a online Black Friday sale where everything was 99% off. Okay?
Okay.
You can actually go to the website, which we'll share it on our social media, so you guys can at least see the items because they're still up on what they sold. It's called 99%offsale.com. And everything was exactly 99% off. They started at 11 a.m. and they kept selling stuff every 10 minutes. Here's some of the stuff that they sold, Jamie, and I will quickly scroll down, and then this way I will tell you how much these items were costing people.
All right.
Okay? So one of the first items they sold was a $20 bill. It sold for 20 cents.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. They sold an 85-inch Sony 4K Ultra HD Smart TV for $35. They sold a 2015 red Ford Fiesta at 25,000 miles for $97.50.
But what was it, just like as soon as it came up, you just...
Yep, you just first person to click and buy it, it was theirs. Some of the other stuff they sold, an $800 Applebee's gift card for $8.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
The Bill Pullman's actual flight suit from Independence Day?
Yeah.
For $39.95. Don't worry, they got a $100 bill in on this for exactly $1.
Oh my, that's awesome.
Yep, there is stuff across the board. And you know what? Things for all walks of life. 500 pounds of dry garbanzo beans for $5.79. An 8-foot gummy python for $1.49. So anything – you need to really like go through and take a look. There's a – it's called a tremendous inflatable eagle. It doesn't say the size, but each one of the items that they sold had like a very small motion – of a guy in a red suit just next to the item. When you see the size of this inflatable eagle, it is amazing. One other item they sold, Dan Aykroyd's cone head from the movie Coneheads for $19.95.
Oh my God.
It's worth the gander. And then just in case you were curious, they have frequently asked questions.
Yep.
And so I apologize to anybody that doesn't like swearing. The top question is, what the fuck is going on? And their answer, to celebrate this season of incredible Black Friday deals, Cards Against Humanity is offering a dazzling array of consumer products for 99% off. Is this real? Yes. All these products are actually available for 99% off. And if you purchase something, we will actually ship it to you. But the deals seem too good to be true. We've chosen to make them true. That's the miracle of Black Friday.
Oh my God, they sold a coffin?
Oh, you're looking at it?
Yeah, look at it now.
Goddamn right they did.
Portable sauna for $1.70.
One of the questions, Jamie, is can the global financial system handle these deals? Their answer, most economic indicators suggest no.
Oh, my God.
Surely you must be losing a lot of money on this promotion. Oh, dear, yes. This is a financial catastrophe for our company.
Oh my God, they sold a 5-day vacation to Fiji for two for $71.60.
Mm-hmm. Yep. They also sold an all-inclusive 10-day vacation for two to Antarctica for $180.
Oh my God.
Yeah. This is
genius.
It's pretty amazing, isn't it? They sold 600 live ants for 66 cents. I could sit here and laugh at this stuff all day. Let me know when you get to the giant eagle, since you clearly are getting close.
The tremendous inflatable eagle.
So, good stuff. So that
this eagle is going to be a problem for you if you buy it.
So yeah, that was their online Black Friday deal.
That is amazing.
I probably should have said that I bought a Amazon tablet before going into these amazing deals, but here we are.
Who cares about that? This is much better.
Right. I was very upset with Brian because where I work, I have roughly 50 or 60 employees that report to me. Mm-hmm. And I told him that I would make my office look like the scene from Willy Wonka in the factory where they're all combing for the golden ticket. They'd all be clicking the buy button so that somebody could run to the front and say, I got Dan Aykroyd's cone.
Oh, my God.
Dan Aykroyd's cone.
This is amazing. This might be the greatest thing I've ever seen in my life.
I was so angry that he went the entire day before saying it. Like, he told me at practice, which means at that point 4 days had gone by.
Yeah.
Yep. I just wish I knew. I literally, my day would have been sucked away.
So how did they, like, did they do it every hour? What was it?
It was every 10 minutes.
Every 10 minutes.
Yep, if you go through, it's
every 10 minutes. What the F is going on?
Yeah, I don't know the story behind it. Like, I don't understand where this all comes from. I don't get it all, but...
That's it's a brilliant PR move, I mean.
But yeah, so that is kind of like the pinnacle piece of cyber dealing, because other than that, I think this year, I don't know about for you, but this year for me was very lackluster.
Yeah.
A lot of the deals out there, like, I'm a big electronics guy. I even wanted to buy my wife a laptop. There just wasn't anything that popped. They're just... Well, at least for me.
I think you're hitting on it for me is we talked about the Black Friday, but even the Cyber Monday, I bought a couple of things for the family. But like, I'm starting to feel like it's become such a thing now that really I don't think the deals are that much better on that day. And a lot of the online things, now they're extending the Cyber Monday sales.
Yeah, Amazon's doing Cyber Week. It's right. Just, yeah, and there's been articles trying to claim, or I guess it's proving true, that some of these deals have happened months prior to Black Friday, but just people are just so locked into this right. Black Friday stuff.
Right, that makes sense.
Just happen to happen again, stuff like that. So
unbelievable. I'm as you said, I'm now pissed at Brian Fury too.
Yeah, I don't understand how this just doesn't come up. But yeah, to try to turn away from this amazing deal, I did buy something for my wife and child. I don't know if you've ever been. I don't even know if it's even worth me buying tickets, but I already did. I'm surprising my wife. Hopefully she doesn't listen to this episode. I'm surprising my wife with Disney on Ice tickets.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. For anybody that knows my wife, she was heavily involved in figure skating most of her child into like her pre-adult life, I guess.
Was she really?
Yeah. She was so involved in ice skating that one of the things that she never got to do was I don't know if we said this on like one of the first podcasts, was skate at Rockefeller Center in New York.
Yeah, I remember yeah.
Yeah, so when I was able to win a very decent amount from Daily Fantasy Sports, you know, I took her there on a whim just so she could skate there during the holiday season. So she really likes skating, and but I didn't realize how expensive these tickets were.
Were they? I didn't know. I haven't bought them in a long time.
I opted against front row, because of how little Phoebe is, mm-hmm. and all the front rows were dead middle in the rows, not in the edges. Where if we needed to like keep getting up and stuff, but like front row runs you about $100 a ticket, which doesn't sound like a lot, but after taxes and fees, it was going to cost me $400 for three front row seats in a small arena for an hour and a half show. Just seemed off.
But... Oh, Phoebe's gonna love it though.
We'll see.
And now, I say we have to have your wife on.
I don't know.
We have to. I don't know if you know this, but before I met Cheryl, I dated a professional figure skater. And I swear to God, if you say Brian Boitano, I will drive over there and punch you in the face.
No, actually,
what was his name?
Tanya Harding. Tanya Harding was the one that came to mind.
All right, that's better.
Jamie's the one in her ear. You want to get ahead? This is how you do it.
Oh my God! Yeah. So Kyle and I, we can compare notes. I sat through a lot of professional figure skating practices and that stuff.
Yeah, she's so much into it to the point that she's even gone to a few reputable outlets to see if they could get Phoebe sized for figure skates or skates just in general. But her feet are too small, so she's not allowed to. Like, no place will make them that small yet. So we have to wait.
I'm telling you, I gotta start doing a podcast with your wife because I think sometimes she and I have more in common than you and I do. She and I can talk. Like I said, we can talk, you know, toe pick, triple Lutzes. It'll be a good time.
That's good.
But no, you'll have a ball at Disney on Ice. When Nikki was younger, we used to bring her. And what's the theme of this one? Do you know?
This one's the 100 Years of Magic.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Yeah. So anybody listening, I would greatly prefer not tagging my wife. I think there's only a few that would really listen and post, but we'll see.
All right. Well, that's good. Cool. That's a fun. I haven't done anything fun for Cheryl or Nikki for Christmas yet. I mean, Nikki, she's older. She wants makeup brushes, and clothes.
Like Sephora makeup?
Yeah. Oh, she's huge into Sephora. Have you walked into a Sephora?
My brother, before becoming a cop, was security for Sephora, and my goodness, he has been bugging me, by the way, to get on this show. He really wants to become a guest, but he could tell you some very like crazy and depressing stories about how people steal at Sephora.
Oh, we should have him on too.
Well, the problem with my brother is he also wants to turn the show into an hour-long show, but like on the dot. But he wants to do a power hour while we record.
I don't understand any of what you just said. What does he want to do?
He wants to do a power hour.
Okay.
So a power hour is, it's a drinking game where every minute it's either you take a shot or you drink a certain amount.
Oh my God. I'm too old for that.
So he said, we won't do it with hard alcohol. We'll do it with beer. We'll let the good times flow. And I'm like, oh my goodness.
Oh God.
So I told him, I said, I don't know if Jamie can go a full power hour.
Wait, you think I can't?
Well, you just said you said that. Me? If it's with beer? Yeah, I could do it with beer.
I think I could drink more than you, no problem. I have significantly more body weight than you.
Yeah, but isn't your like background Polish? Mine's Irish. I mean, I think I got you there.
I think we have a brewing contest now. I'm suddenly into the For the Pops Power Hour episode. Where I think we get, you know, if we get me, you, your brother, I'll find somebody to bring in who drinks.
Oh my God.
And then we'll bring in Fury and Julian too.
No, those are the last two people that I want around, especially after Brian Fury saw me drunk right before my wedding. So it's
Was that the night before at the camps at the
That was when the brown liquor was just going lodges. Down, and it wasn't kicking back.
Oh my God, dude!
But anyway,
that's amazing. We've done a lot of really digressing tonight. This has been interesting.
Well, it's been all over the spectrum, but it hasn't been bad. But speaking about being all over the spectrum.
What?
So last time we were recording our show,
yeah,
it was supposed to be you versus Ray in a head-to-head For the Pops Pop quiz.
And yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I was very surprised with the amount of texts I got. You know, the problem is I don't know if you have access. I don't get to see the numbers.
Uh-huh.
Of our downloads or things like that, the listens. But I was pleasantly surprised with the amount of people that said to me, what happened with the quiz?
We had some technical issues with the quiz where halfway through we had no audio. And so we couldn't get the quiz edited and up in time. So I kind of put an apology on there and said we'd get it up sooner or later. So we'll do that.
Sooner or later. It means you could have saved it. We could have released like 10 years from now.
That's right, the secret episode.
Yeah, after the podcast's been off the air for like 7 years, and it's just this snippet, and it just revitalizes the whole program.
Oh, that would have been cool, but the good news is, we found the audio, and we fixed it.
Maybe.
It'll work, trust me.
You'll know in about 2 minutes, right?
It'll work, trust me, it'll work.
So in another like minute and a half, if suddenly after the audio goes down, if your voice comes back up and goes, I know you just heard that the quiz was about to happen, but unfortunately even more technical difficulties.
If it doesn't work this time, what you're going to do is you're going to hear me doing three different voices pretending there's a quiz going on.
I was just about to say, were you going to get your wife and daughter involved?
That's right. Nikki, do Ray's voice. Just sound grumpy and angry about everything.
Hey, here we go. World's against us. Yeah, no, I like it. So,
but no. After the break, we should come back and we will have in its entirety the For the Pops quiz that was missed, the showdown between me and our good buddy Ray.
Awesome. So there you have it. So when we come back, and you are listening to For the Pops on the NEI Pop Network.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
My name is Jason Malta.
I am Liam Strager.
And I'm Bill Neville.
And live every Wednesday night on NewAgeInsiders.com and the Mixler app, we're taking topics and thousands of fan perspectives and bringing them to your airwaves.
And don't forget, we'll be live and taking your calls before and after every single WWE pay-per-view that we do not attend.
But wait, there's more. You can also subscribe to our Patreon page by visiting Patreon.com and searching for New Age Insiders. And with plans starting at just $2 a month, there's an affordable option for everyone.
Monday rewards, Tuesday rewards, exclusive pay- pay-per-view rewards, exclusive shows, why wouldn't you become a Patreon? And we will see you Wednesday night at 8 o'clock. We out.
Hey, everyone. This is Jamie from the For the Pops podcast. You know, on our show, you hear me talk all the time about Undercover Wear, Chaotic Wrestling, and a lot of the other companies I've started or worked for. Over the course of my 20-plus year career, I've helped dozens of businesses and literally thousands of individuals reach their personal and financial dreams. And you know what? Now I want to help you. If you have a small business, a family-owned company, or maybe just a great business idea, reach out to me. Maybe you're looking for a job but need some help with your search or rewriting your resume. Just let me know. Who knows? Maybe you're a pro wrestler or a pro wrestling promoter who needs some tips on growing your role in the industry. Well, I can help. Check out our website. It's ohanane.com. That's OHANANE.com. Or just go to forthepops.com and follow the link at the top of the page. My company, Ohana Enterprises, we offer everything from individual coaching to marketing packages to website design and even more. Our only goal is to give small businesses and individuals the boost you need to succeed. So check us out at ohanane.com and let us help you make your dreams a reality.
I really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
And it is
I gotta go
but baby, it's cold outside.
It's the For the Pops pop quiz, and finally, I'm behind the answer sheet. I get to read all the questions. I think Ray might run away with this. A lot of these questions are geared that I feel like Ray would know the answers to.
Oh, boy.
You've rigged the quiz is what you're saying. So
that is a lot of pressure.
I'm not saying that. It's just it's my equivalent to, you know what, guys? I think this is one of the easiest quizzes I've put together.
Okay. You know? Now.
Sky, Jamie's life isn't easy enough as it is. We got to give him
exactly.
An easy quiz, too. Okay.
Go on. All right. So, question number one.
What color were the three limos that Jamie owned growing up?
Jamie gets confused. Did you mean interior, exterior?
Leather,
of course. The weekly different paint job that we got for it. Okay.
Sorry.
So, question number one.
Yeah.
This famous singer has been on hiatus as far as tours have been concerned for the last 2 years.
Okay.
And I'm also giving some away by saying he just recently announced he's going to be going back on tour in 2019.
Okay.
One more tip, one more little hint. He has a fantastic Christmas album.
I have my answer.
A fantastic Christmas album.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic Christmas album. Oh, boy.
I mean, he's got other albums. I just like his Christmas album.
Okay, I think I know the answer, Ray, so you should probably go first. I know the answer.
I don't know. Weird Al. Scotty likes Weird Al's Christmas album, I thought.
Jamie?
Michael Bublé.
Yes!
Did he stop touring because of his kid? I didn't know he didn't stop touring.
He did. He stopped touring because of his son.
All right.
So he said it was... I'm going back to what I was made to do, he said in a statement.
I didn't know that.
Only reason I knew that was that the other day I just watched he did a carpool karaoke with James Corden. But Slade, you almost threw me off because then when you said he has a great Christmas album, I thought you meant that was his return album.
No.
And I know John Legend just put out a Christmas album, so I'm like, oh God, is it John Legend? But then you kept talking.
Yes.
I figured it out, yeah.
Mike Bublé is actually one of five people I've gone to a concert for. So,
I went to a Michael Bublé concert too.
Ray, I think you told me my favorite Michael Bublé story.
Yeah, when I bought tickets, I told a girl on Valentine's Day that I bought tickets to see Michael Bublé for us both, and that they would be there like in a couple of days, knowing that I was going to break up with her in a day. So I wouldn't actually have to fulfill my obligation to get her those Michael Bublé tickets. And turns out, like, 2 weeks later, we're still together, and I had to buy those Michael Bublé tickets on Craigslist for like double what I would have had to pay for them.
But then the other part of the story I always remember is, what was the spot he does during his show?
Oh, when he gets there and he's like, this like the first thing he says, like he does the first song and he's like, hey, he talks a little bit and he's like, oh, hey guys, I know you don't want to be here and you're kind of here with your lady right now, but I gotta let you know that I put the air in the bike. You just wreck to ride it when you get home. And I was like, all right, this guy's awesome.
He's all right.
And then he was like, hey, isn't this Rhode Island? Isn't this where Peter Griffin's from? I'm like, okay, all right.
Awesome. Awesome, awesome.
So what's the score, Scotty Slade?
The score right now is Jamie 1, Raymond nothing.
We just started. All right, what's the score?
So, second question. Recently, I was in Disney for a couple weeks. So Disney also announced that they were going to be starting up their own streaming project. They're going to have like a streaming service.
Mm-hmm.
So Disney decided to give this villain their own television show. So which Disney villain will have their own television show?
Disney villain.
Raymond, Jamie answered first. No.
No, Rayleigh answered first.
No, I answered first.
That is the answer.
So Jamie can answer first when he is ready.
Okay, I'm trying to think. Do I go like old school classic villain that everybody knows? Or are they going to try to use somebody kind of like new from one like the newer?
Why am I trying to help you?
I know who I want to say, but I think she's been over. I'm going to go with... I don't even like my own answer. Cruella DeVille.
Raymond?
I was thinking new. I was thinking like Star Wars type of thing. Because like they just signed Star Wars or whatever, didn't they? So I was thinking like a Darth Vader villain. That's what I was thinking. Darth Vader.
The answer that I have that was announced today was that Loki would be getting his own television series.
Loki.
They actually even also cut Tom Hiddleston to reprise the role. So he will be playing Loki again in the TV series.
Well, I didn't have a chance at that one because I was going back and forth between Maleficent or Cruella DeVille.
To be fair, yeah. Jamie, this got announced at 5:20 today. So...
That's good. Like
hot off the press with.
How are you gonna ask us questions about something that happened 5 hours ago?
Well, the show was announced a while ago, but they weren't sure who was gonna play Loki, so there was a lot of rumors swirling. So, sorry, my man. Yeah. Sorry. All right, next question. Score: Jamie 1, Raymond nothing.
Darth Vader show would make more sense.
Then when you said Darth Vader, I thought, I'm like, oh, wait, did I read Boba Fett somewhere?
That would be a good one, too.
But basically, Ray, all of our answers were wrong.
Yep, that's true.
So the producer of Despicable Me wants to reboot this classic franchise.
Oh, I saw this.
I know this.
You know this one, Ray?
I do.
All right, I'll answer first. Oh, shit. I saw this somewhere. Despicable Me wants to reboot a franchise. I thought I remember saying to myself, it doesn't seem like the franchise is that old. Why does it need a reboot so soon?
Yes. I could tell you when the last... Okay.
Don't help me.
No. I was actually surprised with how old the franchise was.
Yeah. Tarzan loves reboots, too.
He does. It does. They're actually not sure. Go ahead.
I know this is wrong. The Mask.
Ray?
Wait. The Mask with Rocky Dennis and Cher?
Do I get credit if it's any of the masks?
Yes. Except if it was the cartoon, The Mask. Or Mask, then you don't get credit.
Ray, your answer?
Spider-Man. No, it's Shrek. It's Shrek.
Shrek is the correct answer.
Really?
Yep, they want to reboot Shrek and Puss in Boots. The last time a Shrek movie came out was 2010.
Holy mackerel.
There's no information yet whether or not it would build off of continuity or if they would just retell the story. So it is yet to be seen.
I can't believe they're going to reboot the Shrek. It doesn't even make sense. Like, it doesn't need a reboot.
They want all the original cast back, which means I don't know if like you would count reboot as a term if he just wants to like bring it back.
Shrek 4?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
But all right, we are tied. Ray at 1, Jamie at 1. Two more questions to go. Now, we just talked about WWE Crown Jewel.
No.
Where Shawn Michaels made his return to the ring. The correct answer to this question would be what month and year was Shawn Michaels' last professional wrestling match?
Month and year?
It's a two-part question. So if you can get the month and then the year, I'll give you 2 points.
I mean...
I think I know the month.
Yeah, I know the month. It's either 1 or 2 months.
Right, yeah. See, I can't even use math because I don't even know which Mania we're on anymore to try to count backwards, so...
Do you not remember what... I remember the WrestleMania that he was done with.
Oh, I don't.
Oh, yeah. Well.
I figured you guys would be able to name the WrestleMania. I didn't know if you'd be able to name the year. So that's why we went with year and month.
I have my answer.
Hold on. Ray, when you're ready, you get to answer first.
Hold on.
Ray, all you hear is...
No.
Carry the one.
It was March. 2011. I don't know what WrestleMania we're on either. That's the problem. I know what WrestleMania was, but I don't know.
I'm so glad I went with the year over the WrestleMania.
I know what WrestleMania it is, but I don't know.
Let's go. I need a year.
2010.
Jamie Jamikowski.
I'm going with April 2010.
Fuck.
The correct answer? 2010.
Wait, hold on.
In March.
Son of a bitch!
It was either April or March. It's April or March. That's it.
And Ray, while you were thinking, I actually texted Slade April 2010. In case you said it, I didn't want anybody to think I cheated.
Yeah, he did.
Why'd you go back on 11 then? Because I was going to say 11. I don't know what, but
nope.
I don't know what we're on now. Why'd you say 11 then?
He didn't say 11.
I didn't say 11.
I thought you said April 2011.
No, I said April 2010.
Oh, okay.
That's why I said the year first, because you both had the same year.
Oh, okay, all right.
So that means Ray's up 4 to Jamie's 3.
Oh, boy, here we go.
We did that many already?
We did. Now, in grand Jamie fashion with the last question, we like to kind of give a list. Yeah, speed round, so to speak. In this speed round, clearly, Jamie, we also didn't get to touch on this either, but... recently, a particular Boston sports team won.
Do you have me on this show to bust my balls about this?
I was not. Nope. I didn't gonna say a word. I was gonna ask who threw the pitch that Johnny Damon hit the grand slam off of. So the Boston Red Sox won this year's World Series.
Yeah.
So with Mookie Betts leading probability in winning this year's MVP.
Yeah. Okay.
My question to you is.
Oh, I like this question.
Oh, Ray's going to smoke me here.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 different Red Sox that have won the MVP award for the season.
Oh, God, I'm so screwed.
And you name those Red Sox.
Wait, hold on. Is it all – is it – they were as a Red Sox, right?
Yeah, when they won it, they were a Red Sox.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Oh, and Mookie Betts doesn't count, right?
No, because it's not official yet.
Damn it.
He's just the front runner.
Who goes first? Me, because I'm trailing?
Yes, actually.
Yeah, because I'm down. All right. I'm going to go with Ted Williams.
Ted Williams is correct.
Yes!
1946 and 1949.
That old frozen bastard came through for me.
Ortiz.
David Ortiz did not win an MVP. Not an MVP award. If I go to, like, World Series MVPs, okay. Maybe. I'm talking about season MVPs, as stated.
Okay, sorry. All right,
however,
go on.
I think Manny Ramirez did.
Manny Ramirez did not.
No, he did. I know Manny didn't win one.
Stupid.
No way. That one, I know Manny didn't win one. If Ortiz didn't win one, there ain't no way in hell Manny's winning one.
All why? Right. Manny was better during regular season than Ortiz
Manny,
for a lot of years.
I hate Manny Ramirez, right?
Why? How do you hate him?
Okay, but he's shit, first of all. Wow. But he's one of the best right-handed hitters like I've ever seen in my life. Like, it's crazy how terrifying he was. But you know what I'll always remember him for? Those three pitches he took from Mo in the playoff game where he walked up there and took 1, 2, 3 and walked back to the dugout. When he didn't play that game,
I remember that.
I'll always remember him for that. All right, go on. Sorry.
It's
your turn.
You have turn,
Jim Rice.
Jim Rice is correct.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes, he won it in 1978.
Oh, all right. How about my I don't know if I like this answer. There are two I'm going to go back and forth between. I'm going to go with my fellow Polish national, Karol Yastrzemski.
Karol Yastrzemski is correct. 1967.
Clemens.
Roger Clemens is correct in 1986.
Really? I didn't know that one.
I hope you fail. Because I only know, like, one guess left.
I have two left.
You have two?
Yeah, I have a couple left in my head, actually.
How are you doing Red Sox on? How do you get in the... Okay. Right.
What? I grew up here. I'm a Red Sox fan.
Well, okay.
Right now, adult is listening, tearing his hair out. The hair he has left, because just going banana. How we don't know these. I want to go with Wade Boggs.
Wade Boggs is incorrect.
Oh. Was that your guess, Ray?
No.
Okay. Who's your guess?
Although, he never did shave those sideburns. That was Mattingly. That was Mattingly shaving those sideburns. Petey was the other one.
Petey, I'm going to need a full name, Raymond.
Oh, Pedroia.
Really? Yes, Pedroia is correct in 2008.
Yeah.
What's the score?
The score is, by the looks of it, Ray got 3, you got 2, so that puts Ray up by 2 points right now.
We drafted him for $5 in fantasy this year, too. Piece of shit, never did anything.
I only have 2. Ted Williams and
Karol Yastrzemski. Ray has Jim Rice, Roger Clemens, and Dustin Pedroia.
I don't know how Ortiz, I swear to God, Ortiz won an MVP.
He won the World Series MVP, I believe. I'd have to go, if I scroll down, I could find it, but...
You know what it was? Was it a race between him and A-Rod in 2007?
Might have been.
I think it was. And it was. I think it was a race between them two. Sorry. Go on.
Jamie, how many are left, Slade?
5.
Wow. How many do we get guesses wrong do we get? Or is it like...
Until Slade gets bored.
Okay.
Or around. Dwight Evans.
Dwight Evans is not correct.
Fuck.
Curt Schilling. I know that's wrong, by the way.
Curt Schilling is not correct.
No.
Sorry. Yeah, I know that's wrong. I mean, there's really not a lot of good Red Sox players in the history of the game, so I can't understand how there'd be too many MVPs.
After Ray, I'll wait.
Babe Ruth.
Babe Ruth is not correct.
It's a good guess.
That was a good guess. I thought maybe, like, I didn't know when MVP started, so.
Ray, if you get
I got a guess.
If you get this, go ahead.
I had a guess, but wait, say what you're about to say.
I was going to say, if you get this wrong and then Jamie gets it wrong, the game will end.
What? We only get one more guess. I let this go for like 20 minutes when I do these.
All right, fair enough. All right. I didn't know how many wrong answers we were going to swing and miss.
Carlton Fisk.
No.
Carlton Fisk is...
No.
Incorrect.
Oh. I was gonna say,
there's no way.
Thinking.
If Ray wasn't in the lead, I'd say what I want to say, but I can't. So. Give an answer away.
I'm just, yeah.
I'm trying to think. Dennis Eckersley.
Dennis Eckersley is incorrect.
That shithead would never win MVP anywhere.
Jesus.
was it Nomar? Nomar won one?
Nomar Garciaparra is incorrect. This is a good one.
You said Jim Rice, I said Dwight Evans.
I can't believe Nomar. I feel like Nomar should have won one, right?
I was surprised by Nomar, too.
Yeah.
George Scott.
No, that is Great incorrect. I'm going to give Jamie one more strike.
Yeah, that's fair.
Mo Vaughn.
Mo Vaughn is correct.
Shut up.
Fat piece of shit. He did.
1995. Mo Vaughn.
Unreal.
All right, Jamie, at this point,
it doesn't matter. No, Pedro's not on there, right?
Oh, Pedro.
Pedro is not on there.
No, because
Pedro not win one.
Because it was that one year where there was four writers who left him off the ballot entirely.
On purpose.
Yeah, because they didn't believe pitchers should win.
That's crazy. He definitely should have won an MVP. And now's baseball, he would have won an MVP. Definitely.
Like, it's like, give me like an era. Of like what some of the last ones are,
to two that weren't picked
D6.
Up. We're talking like between the 1900s to the 1940s. Then
was Bobby Doerr on there?
No. Then the other two that you guys didn't guess were between 1950 and 1975.
So that was the era I was trying to dial in on. I couldn't think of anybody.
No clue.
Like Doerr, Pesky.
Oh, Pesky. Yeah. I was just naming Red Sox, but I know.
Canigliaro.
No.
Tony
Let me know when you're ready.
I'm trying to think who else is out there.
There's four left. So, theoretically, by the looks of it, Ray is up by three. You'd have to nail all four.
I thought I had already lost. That's why I was just throwing random names out.
So, in 1912, Tris Speaker...
1912. Yeah. Oh, Tris Speaker.
Right.
Well, Ray,
of course.
Ray, you laugh. You laugh, Ray. You should know this next one because of MVP baseball. In 1938, Jimmy Fox won the.
Okay.
The All Legends team, Jimmy Fox.
Yeah, was Fox was the other one I should have known. Yeah.
That's why I didn't want to say that. 1958, Jackie Jensen.
Jackie Chan, cool.
And then 1975, Fred Lynn.
Fred Lynn. That was one I should have gotten.
Yeah, because you were nailing all the...
I was dancing
Price,
around it with, yeah.
Yep, and Carl, like, literally dead in the middle. I'm surprised you didn't get Mo. Mo was the one I assumed.
But I'm still shocked that Ortiz wasn't on there.
Carl Crawford, did he win it while he was here?
No, he did not. He did not.
Adrian Gonzalez?
So... Oh, my goodness. Well, with that, Ray, you are our winner this week.
Thank you. Thank you. Do I win a prize? Do I get anything from Jamie?
Yeah. Next time I see you, I'll bring you your prize, the Jamie Jamikowski 8x10.
All right. Well, that's Saturday.
I'm going to do is I might try to bring Ray a special one. I might try to get him a throwback one, like maybe me sitting on one of the limos or me on the plane.
Oh my God. As a kid, that would be amazing.
I'm going to see what I can do for you.
Awesome. I appreciate that. I'll hang it up in my office. Thank you.
Well, Ray, I appreciate you coming on today. Hopefully we start to hear a lot more from you. So with that said, for Ray Diorio, for Jamie Jamikowski, I am Scotty Slade. You have been listening to For the Pops on the NEI Pop Network.